waitress, because they don't do background checks here.
Oh, you'll be our waitress. I'd never guess that based on the uniform and name tag that says Max.
You know I make like $3, right? I realize that's a lot of money in the 1920s, where you two are from.
Here, open this and bring us 2 clean glasses.
Sure, not so great, Gatsby. Hey, OJ and Nicole. Rude snobs at table 10, you know what that means. Wine swap?
Let's roll.
Hey, Oleg, I need one of those $2 Merlots you get from your cousin with a hole in his neck. Caroline, price check?
Oh, Chateau Pavie, 2008. Very expensive. But hey, we deserve it.
Here, better let it breathe. It was in my gym bag.
Not a problem. This vintage pairs well with jockstrap.
Do you think waitresses did this to me when I had money?
Only if you had an attitude.
So that's a yes.
I can't remember if this reminds me of an old heist movie I saw or an old heist I actually participated in.
I know. We're like Ocean's 7-Eleven. All we're missing is a tiny Asian guy who can fit in a small boxes.
Hello? Table 10 is looking for their wine.
Oh, not a problem. Coming right up.
What did you do? Why is she smiling? Are my pants on fire again?
Oh, yeah, take that, sucker!
Max, when I said we need to move the cupcakes, I didn't mean through the air at a rodent's head.
He ran up the window, so it's kind of a stand your ground situation. Okay, we're on a timeout. He's eating my ammo.
Max, business is down again, and the only phrase I've said more than that is, please God, take me in my sleep. I mean, it's clear, not getting ahead.
Oh, is that what your mood is about? You're not getting any ahead? I can take care of that with one call.
You are not hooking me up with that guy who's listed in your phone as Oral Redenbacher. Max, this is our future. We need to get serious about making money.
Absolutely. Let's leave early.
Leave early? Who are we, Congress? Do you think other businesses got successful by leaving early?
No, they did it by hiring illegals and moving their bank accounts offshore.
We can't leave early. The sign says open till 2 a.m.
Well, I'm open to getting a new sign that says closed. I mean, are we supposed to just hang around here and wait for whatever nut jobs are trolling around town?
Hi, girls! Guess what Oleg and I are going to do that will probably give me hep C.
A 3-way with Tommy Lee?
No, silly. We're getting matching tattoos.
We want something that represents our relationship. So maybe 2 butterflies doing the nasty during CSI Miami.
Wow, you two. His and her tats. Romantic and will help identify the bodies.
Sure. You know, matching tattoos are the deepest expression of commitment.
Well, matching tattoos and pooping in front of each other.
I'm not going to do it in front of my man. I poop at McDonald's because I'm a lady. Thanks for the cupcake.
We really have to start charging her.
Charge her with what? First degree man-settling?
Max, as I was saying, it's time to get serious about the business.
Absolutely. Let's leave early. What? Last night after 1 o'clock, we made only $15, right?
$14.63. What? Math is my thing. Would you roll your eyes if you were standing across from Eminem and he started rapping?
Yes. I'd be all, dude, you're 60. Sit on a porch swing. Okay, look. Here is $15. That'll cover what we'll probably make. I'm leaving.
You're just gonna leave me here?
Yep, I'm leaving as soon as I get my change back from that $14.63.
Fine, just tell me how much that is.
Or maybe sooner. This is a very big day for me.
Why? Because of this totally out of the blue order we got to do cupcakes for this business seminar?
No. It's the first time I've entered a Sheridan through a door. Usually it's by window or freight elevator. And one time I rolled in under some girl's quinceañera dress.
The seminar's about to start. I have unclaimed name tags for Pamela, Ellen.
What kind of losers would come to this?
Max, Caroline.
I wouldn't call us losers.
Are you here?
Okay, so there is no cupcake order. I signed us up for this seminar.
I carried cupcakes on a subway for nothing? The annoying woman next to me talked the whole time.
I was sitting next to you, Max. Look, I knew you wouldn't come otherwise, and you need to be here.
This is a business intervention.
It's not an intervention. Max, your behavior lately has affected me in the following ways.
I can't believe this. At least in my other interventions, I was drunk.
We need to do this seminar. Gordon Kepper is a genius. He's going to give our business a real bump.
Guys giving me a bump is why they threw me that second intervention. Let's go.
Oh, okay. See ya. So this is your new thing, Max? You're just going to walk out on me?
Actually, it's an old thing. In fact, it's kind of a family tradition. I learned it from my father, whoever he is.
Come on, it's just 2 days.
Oh, 2 days? No way, no freaking way.
There's a buffet and a dessert bar.
Ooh, okay.
Wait here, I'll go pay. I brought some cash. And they'll take an expired Target gift card, right?
Oh, we are not paying. Here, Pamela. Follow Ellen to the freight elevator.
No way, Max. We are not sneaking in.
How much is this thing?
$1,000. We're sneaking in, Ellen.
Now, you all are here today not only to find out what you are as a business, but to find out who you are.
I'm a lady hoping there's macaroni and cheese at that buffet.
Who you are is your brand. And saying that a brand is simply a name is like saying Abraham Lincoln is simply a name. Mahatma Gandhi. God.
Who does this guy think he is?
I'm sure you're wondering, who does this guy think he is?
Okay, that was weird.
And maybe this seems weird.
I've got chills.
When it comes to business, people come up to me all the time. They say, Gordon, business is hard, but I do what I can. And they shrug. Now, is that the right attitude?
No.
Yes.
To those people, I say, don't do what you can what you do. Don't do what you can what you do. Get it? Do you get it?
Yes.
No? You did not get it.
Shh. All right, everybody reach under your chairs and pick up what you find there.
Hope it's a way out of here.
Koosh balls?
Inside those cans, you will find the key to success in your business.
Not unless the key is Rosie O'Donnell's career before her buzz cut.
Truth. That's the big secret to business. If people buy what you're saying, they will buy what you're selling.
Max, stay alert. This could go to cult like that.
I like to think of those things you're holding as my truth balls.
Screw this. Let's get to the meatballs.
Anytime in the next 2 days, one of you is up here selling you something that you feel is just bull, then toss it.
Max! I mean, Ellen!
Yeah, baby. What I'm talking about. Whoever threw that is not afraid to really go for it, and that will go a long way towards success in business.
All right, cool, but is it a long way to the buffet? Because I am starving.
Okay, everyone. Consider these small groups you've broken into as little think tanks. I need you to work together and bring out your very best.
Max!
Don't blame me. Blame the heavy cream at the fettuccine bar. Alfredo must be Italian for roofie.
So, Ellen, tell us what you have and I'll tell you what we think.
Oh, Ellen, that's you.
Oh, yes, that's me. I'm Ellen. Definitely an Ellen. See? I dance. Okay.
and now it's weird.
So, Ellen, let's hear your BBB, your brilliant business brand.
I don't do the talking. Pamela does the talking, Pam.
Thanks, Ellen. Hello, everyone. My name is Pam. Panning. And what my partner Ellen was trying to say is we make very beautiful artisan cupcakes.
Yeah, but they're still cool.
I never said they weren't cool.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't sound cool coming out of your face.
I'm sorry, but at least actual words are better than,
Ladies, hold. Sometimes in business, partnerships will sail in two different directions. So you two need to find out if you're going to continue to sail apart or if you're going to change course and reconvene at the port of mutual understanding.
Well, we can't sail too far apart because I'm definitely going to have to explain what you just said to her.
I got it. I'm a boat and I'm trying to get away from you. Sounds right to me.
Think it over. Talk it over with your first mate. Come back tomorrow and tell me who your business is, and I'll help guide you toward that purpose. And remember, you can't spell purpose without...
Puss?
Okay, well... Gordon, her boat's kind of in shallow water right now, but we're gonna go away, get it together, and come back and blow you away.
And you can't spell blow you away without...
Our ship's leaving.
Welcome to the Williamsburg Diner. Can I get you anything? Like a work ethic?
Han, this is adorable, but we're busy. We're pitching our business brand tomorrow, and Max and I need to get on the same page.
Yeah, we don't want to work here the rest of our lives.
Well, now we're all on the same page.
Han, just give us 10 minutes, then we'll get to work.
Well, I've waited 4 years. What's another 10 minutes?
Max, I have to say I was a little thrown by that thing you said today.
What? That the best sex I've ever had was alone on the Tilt-A-Whirl?
No, why would that throw me? You say that every day. No, that thing about me not sounding cool.
Why would that throw you? I say it every day.
Yes, but not about the business. So what was it? The word artisan?
Okay, first of all, it sounds like fartisan. As in a fart is in this room right now.
Somebody finally called you out on it, Caroline.
So I was thinking our slogan could be Max's homemade cupcakes, sugar, and spice.
I'd rather go with fart is in.
Really, Beavis? What does your business partner Butthead think?
Our business isn't working.
Well, guess who is working? Me, the damn owner.
Why are you surprised? You know how many cupcakes we're not selling. I mean, you're secretly eating at least 6 a night to make me think we're selling more.
Also because I'm sad.
Look, I know you went to Wharton and all, but...
Wait. What's happening? Is this a business intervention on me? From someone who pronounces the word business?
Why are you giving me the big eye painting face? You knew business wasn't working.
Well, I don't hear you coming up with any ideas.
That's because you don't listen. Remember when I said we should stop making all these flowery cupcakes and just make ones that say mean things like eat it and lick me?
Your big business plan is cupcakes that say eat it and lick me?
And other funny things like loser or eat your feelings.
Why not just shoot people in the face when they come to the window?
And I thought the back of our t-shirt could just say cream-filled. So funny if, like, a hot girl was wearing it. And even funnier if it was a fat guy.
Okay. Maybe, like Gordon said, our partnerships are going in different directions. My sugar and spice ship is going one way, and your mean and ugly booze cruise is going another. So, how about tomorrow... I'll sail my ship, and you can sail yours, Ellen.
Ah, done. And Pam, I know you think your ship don't sink, but it does.
So, Hannah, Todd, go. Tell us, who is your business?
We make guitar case suitcases.
Yeah, they're suitcases
that look like guitar cases so you can look cool at the airport.
So far, no truth balls. That means we believe you're telling us the truth of who you are. Business is always... Okay, Ellen.
So what? Their big idea is just throwing your crap in a guitar case?
Well, it's no fartisan cupcake.
Todd, Hannah, did you get together with our graphic artist to help create a logo?
Yes, we did. We stayed up all night, and to be honest, it got kind of weird.
That's our logo, and our company's called I'm With The Band.
Back off! She just got out of rehab!
Business is not for the faint of heart. Or coke addicts. Next up, we've got Ellen and Pam. Let's give them some love.
But you're really not going to go up there and sell your idea as a business plan.
Yep, and I feel pretty good about it.
Okay, well then I hope you enjoy lots of balls in your face.
If I didn't at Burning Man, I doubt I will here.
Gordon, hi. As you predicted, today we'll be presenting our brands separately.
Okay, looks like we have us a brand off, folks. This is exciting.
I am feeling it!
Ellen, I know you're not used to being alone. Neither was I, hence wife number three. Don't rush. Take some time to get yourself centered.
Yo, 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 what's happening, Sheridan? Ellen in the house, let me hear some noise. Yeah. Oh, all right, we got some haters, that's cool.
Ellen, did you design a logo?
Sure did, show it, Claire.
George, she's talking to you.
Oh, good impact. Boom, cupcake business. But where's the name of your business?
Oh, I didn't want one. I just wanted it to be cool.
So, let me get this correct. You want to make t-shirts for your business with no business connection. Okay. This is your journey, but it might end here.
See, it's a cupcake, and we sell cupcakes, so that's the business. Okay, you know what? Screw this. That t-shirt is way cool. And if you can't see it, this seminar is so not worth $1,000 I paid. Peace out.
In business, we call that a meltdown. It happens. So why don't we bring up Ellen's former partner, Pam. Let's give Pam a round of applause.
I don't have to go up there. Come on, we can just leave.
Oh, look who wants to pack up their guitar suitcase and go.
You know what? I was only leaving because you failed. I believe in my ideas.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi.
I represent Max's Homemade Cupcakes.
I'm going to stop you right there. Why Max's cupcakes? Why not Ellen's or Pam's?
Well, Max is this very special person and the inspiration behind our whole business.
Got it. So Max is an emotional touchstone for you and your business.
Yes.
Valid. Go on.
Great. So, the logo? George? This is our current company logo, and I feel it works just fine. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Okay. The cupcake shows a mix of sweet imagery because we're two girls trying to retro repurpose the phrase sugar and spice and everything nice.
Hey! Leave Pam alone!
I'm fine, Ellen. They can't shut me down because I believe in us and our special brand of artisan cupcakes.
Why?
Eat it, you losers! Eat it!
I see the truth balls have stopped. It looks like eat it, you losers, might just be your brand. You two are a combination of sugar and spice and things not so nice. Speaking of truth, I need you to pay Sandra for the seminar. As much as I admire your pluck, 12 trips to the pasta bar aren't free.
Come on, Pam. Yeah, let's go, Ellen. I'm Ellen.
under my coat.
Well, I know it's not a boob reduction.
What do you think? Cool, huh?
Aw, oh, man, somebody already makes that? Aw, oh, bummer. This is like when I thought I invented chip witches. Should have known. I was eating one at the time.
No, Max, this is your shirt. I got the rendering from the seminar and had it made at We Can Make Anything in Under an Hour. You know, that place under the bridge, near the underage bar where you got under arrest.
No way! Oh, no way, that's hot.
I know, and a girl at the place asked me where she could get one.
Really? Kind of in love with myself right now.
Hey, what made you change your mind about the t-shirts? Well, one of the things I learned at Wharton is that success depends on staying open to a better idea, even if it's not yours.
Aww.
And here, I thought you'd rather a black one.
On Tinder and in life.